In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler, and we welcome him today. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments, toll free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350 KMAN. And we are expecting C. Clyde Jones a little bit later in the program, and he's the birthday boy officially today. We've been singing his praises, of course, all week long, Lyle, and I know you'll have things to say about him when he comes in.
But. Yeah, he's quite an individual, and I appreciate K-Man and doing a celebration of his life, because I think it's just really important to recognize people that have done great things for this community, and C. Clyde is that. And when he gets here, we'll talk about some of the things, which he did a lot for the Manhattan Chamber, and then and he's been recognized with several recognitions. So we'll talk about that when he comes here. And I don't know whether Dave and you and I can sing happy birthday to him, because today is his actual birthday.
Yes, it is.
So we'll have some fun.
Right. Now, it's hard to know where to start. I guess more immediate thing, we're here at, of course, Motel 6. There was a lot of hoopla. It was torn down this week. I've seen a lot of photos on social media and a lot of things going on that way. And it sounds like there's some new development going in there.
Yeah, the company, the developer, is out of Kansas City, Johnson & Johnson, and they actually, they've come into this market in a couple of different ways. They, we'll talk about Motel 6 first, but they're also doing another project. But Motel 6, in visiting with them, they had purchased the hotel and said they were going to tear it down. And at that site, they are going to put in a commercial development, retail in particular. They have not given me any names of retailers, other than they said that there's a good interest in Manhattan, and they feel very confident that they'll be able to put in several retail stores at that location. So they're tearing it down, and they'll be back working with Brad Clausen and his staff on getting the design of the building that will go in there. But they're talking about multiple tenants, but they have not revealed yet who that is. But that will be a commercial development with retail, and that's at this point, that's all we know. So, but they said they're just not going to wait; they're going to keep moving forward. The other thing that your listeners may be interested in, and may not have connected the dots yet, but in Aggieville, where the car wash was, that is now torn down there and is a dirt lot. They actually own that lot, this same developer, and they have a building permit that they've already received from the city to put in a 7,500 square foot retail area in there. However, they also are working with the proposed hotel at that site, so that's working with the city of Manhattan and expanding that footprint by, if the city commission approves it, purchasing the city parking lot that's there, which has some parking stalls, and it's just an asphalt lot, but would actually buy that from the city of Manhattan and pay fair market value, and then they would put a Courtyard by Marriott hotel in there. They would be the developer. They're not the owner of the hotel. They would be leasing that to the people that would want to build a hotel, but it's the same group. So there is a connection. They feel that Manhattan's got a lot of potential, and so this is they're coming into the market in two different ways. So if for whatever reason negotiations don't work with the city on the hotel, then they're going to move ahead and put a small retail center in there. So they're coming into the market pretty good, but we don't have any details of names of who are going in there, but they said they're going to start right off this spring and start building a building and hope to have some tenants in there yet in 2018 later on. So we'll see.
Let's take a phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning. In reference to the property in Aggieville you're talking about, you know, those city parking lots were purchased with taxpayer money to provide parking for the businesses in downtown Aggieville. Now, he also made a statement, fair market value. I don't know if anybody knows what fair market value is, but if the city does decide to do something with that should be sold at auction. Auction is the only place in the world that you can get more for a product or an item or a building than you want it. It's the only place in the world, because you'll get two bidders, and people's emotions run away with them in an auction, and they pay more maybe than they should. Who knows? I witnessed to that car auctions where two people get in a fight over a car. I saw a car that was probably a $4,000 car bring $6,000 because two guys got in an argument and didn't like each other and bought $6,000. So if they do sell it, and that money should go back to the citizens of Manhattan because they paid for them originally to provide parking. I'll listen to your deal. Hey, have a great new year, and you're doing a great job, Mr. Butler.
Thanks for the call. Any comments?
Yeah, thanks for the call. You know, it's really a city decision, and I know the city is exploring a lot of different options. And the one thing I do know is that they did hire an appraiser to get an actual what is that property worth, and what is the price range that's within. And I know that the offer that was made by the developer was within the range, and so. Whether there's an auction or whatever else they want to do, the city commission will ultimately make that decision on the proposal. I just think the public, you know, it's between putting a small retail center in that area, or the other proposal is a hotel. So the city commission will ultimately make that decision, and we'll go from there. I think the good news for the community to understand overall is that there continues to be interest in Manhattan, whether that's the hotel, whether that's the developer out of Kansas City, whether it's others, that there just continues to be interest in our market. And so I think that's the really good news, Kathy, that we need to kind of put in perspective. First of all, something's going to happen in that lot that is now in Aggieville that is empty and dirt, and something is going to happen there. It will be built in 2018. And then where Motel 6 was, there is going to be something that'll be up and constructed at least by the end of 2018 there, and hopefully some tenants that'll be coming to the marketplace. That'll be good. So stay tuned.
I know we don't do opening soons on this particular visit, and we will in a moment take a look at some year-end thoughts. I know you presented to the Manhattan City Commission earlier this week, but more immediate, a little Apple gift card still out there. People are out and trying to do last-minute Christmas shopping. And
well, yeah, and this is a great way to do that last-minute Christmas shopping. Our little Apple gift certificates are going like crazy, and just very briefly, Kathy, people that may be new or have forgotten, this is a gift certificate program that the Chamber, called the Little Apple Dollars, has been doing for many, 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 many years. Very popular, especially this time of year. It seems like there's just a steady stream of people coming in. And again, the gift certificates are for, there's over 116 merchants in the community that will take the Little Apple Dollar gift certificates. So there's restaurants, there's retailers, there's services. So there's a variety of things where the recipient for your Christmas or holiday gifts that you want to give, or birthday, anniversaries, any kind. But this time of year, we talk about the Christmas gifts, and you can get them in any denominations, $5, $10, $25, $50, $100, whatever you want to do. You can pay for them by credit card, check, cash, whatever works best for you. And so this time of year, to speed it up, though, we would encourage people maybe to call the Chamber in advance. They can have the gift certificates all made out. Then when you come in, you just simply have to purchase it. So, and there's no charge for the gift certificates. So it's not like, well, it's $5 and then there's a 50-cent handling fee. It's a $5 certificate. And then when that person redeems it at the store, there's no charge, so they get the full 5 or 10 or whatever denomination that you do. Great way to keep money local, a great gift that people can go to a variety of different places in Manhattan. So we would encourage people, a lot of businesses use it for a little year-end bonuses, so there's lots of way to do it. So, but the thing that's important is that time's running out. We are open today till 5 p.m., and tomorrow, Friday, we're open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and so you can get those certificates. We're closed Saturday, Sunday, and obviously Christmas Day on Monday. We do know that that a lot of people have spread out the holiday, and sometimes families are coming in. So next week, we're also open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., so people can still come in then and get gift certificates during that time as well. But we're open till 5 today and open 8 a.m. to 5, Little Apple Dollars. We strongly encourage people to Use those and keep money local.
It's 9:16. Let's go ahead and go to a break. When we come back, we'll look at some year-end thoughts and 537-1350 if you have questions or comments for Lyle Butler today.
K-Man Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course.